When the Art Institute acquired this painting in 1953, Matisse said in a letter that it was one of the five most pivotal works of his career. I think he said the word pivotal because it suggested change in his work, an inspiration in a way. And I think when we imagine this painting in Matisse's studio between the years of 1913 and 17, as not a commission, not something for a dealer, not something for anyone but Matisse, it becomes a great vehicle for his development of some of the great techniques and experiments of the time.
Looking at it again, I started to wonder where the three standing figures are. One can allow oneself to think of them as the same figure in different positions. You know, it's the one figure which is facing towards you, who is turning and then turned round to the back, and that these arching forms which move in to the right allow that visual imagining as the figure goes on.
And working together between the Art Institute and MoMA, we've come to see this left-hand side in a very different way than it was just a few years ago. We were able to take out old in painting and understand that Matisse had actually built up that left edge with layer upon layer of colors, grays and whites and creams and greens and light greens and blues. And that last layer, this is about 8 inches over from the left edge, was black. And then he went in with some kind of scraping tool and incised the forms of those lines and then used another kind of tool to actually scratch out those green forms that we have now that stand as leaves, almost excavating the colors from below. And this is a time, of course, when the war is happening, and Matisse can hear gunfire from his studio while he's working.
Matisse worked on Bathers by a River for many years, during which time it went through at least 6 distinct versions or states. To the left of the painting is a reading room where you can see how the work evolved over time.